Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I'm at Pisgah High School with a junior here at Pisgah, Heather Robinson. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So I'm so honored to have Heather as a special guest this morning. You're not going to believe this, but she just found out she got accepted into North Carolina's Governor's School. And so we are super proud of her. Governor's School is for academically gifted students, and it's held in the summer. It's a pretty big commitment for our high school students. They have to stay 4 weeks, and they specialize in a certain academic area. And so we're just so proud of Heather for getting accepted. It is a very strenuous application process with a lot of competition. So you made it through the county cut, and now you got accepted at the state. So congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Heather, so tell me, just tell us a little bit about yourself. I already said you're a junior, but like, where'd you go to elementary school? Any interests you have?
Well, I grew up in Bethel, so I went to Bethel Elementary and then Bethel Middle, and then I come to Pisgah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you do when you're not in school?
I play tennis because I'm on the tennis team.
Yes.
I like to read, watch movies, just, you know, typical teenage stuff.
How do you think Bethel and Pisgah prepared you for this opportunity?
I think, well, for Bethel Elementary, it really set me up to be in like an honors program and go for rigorous courses. And then Bethel Middle, like, it's a tight-knit group, so you're around the same people. And I've been in the like the same classroom with the same group of gifted kids since kindergarten. So like, we keep pushing each other to do our best. So I think the close-knit community that I have since growing up has pushed me to get into this program and like push for success.
Yeah, and I love that group that, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen y'all. I was your principal at Bethel Elementary, so you really do love each other and mm-hmm. care about each other, so that makes it better.
Yeah.
And y'all have pushed each other to do your very best. So proud of you, Heather, and all your tennis, too. Y'all should come watch her play tennis. She's really good. And so what made you want to apply for this? Like, it's 4 weeks from home. It's your last summer, you know, before you go off to college, kind of, you know. So What made you apply?
Well, honestly, I wanted to look impressive to colleges. I wanted
yeah.
to be like, oh, she's smart.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to, like, help decide what I want to go into for my major in college. I'm going in for natural sciences, so I wanted to see if I actually want to pursue that field or go into, like, law, or it just is kind of helping me decide what I want to do with my life.
That's awesome. So I think it will give you, so natural science includes like biology and I
mm-hmm.
think some environmental sciences too, chemistry.
Yeah.
So, and from what I hear, like, it's not like you ever take notes or you're in a classroom or there's a test, there's none of that. So it's all just a real big community and learning new things and also meeting a lot of new people. So I know you won't hardly know anybody when you go down there, but you'll come away, I'm sure, with a lot of friends. What is it? You said law and medicine probably
mm-hmm.
are your fields that you want
mm-hmm.
to go into.
Yeah.
And I think when you go, there are also other classes you can take, too, so not just natural science. You'll be able to take some philosophy classes and,
yeah.
and other classes. So what are you looking most forward to when you get down there?
Meeting new people and, like, just kind of getting away from home and seeing how I'll be on my own and that independence, like, just kind of seeing how I react to that and,
yeah.
again, helping me decide what my future is. So that's what I'm, like, I'm just anticipating, like, how I'm going to be after.
Yeah, they're
going
to give you a roommate you
yeah.
probably won't know, and so just having to learn to live with somebody in a really small area for 4 weeks. So that is always a great learning experience, I
yeah.
think, just in itself. And I've just interviewed so many kids every year that have gone and you know, come back. I'd love to talk to you when you come back too, but they say it just changed their life forever. So
mm-hmm.
I do think you mentioned this when we were talking before the show, that you said it probably make you less anxious when you do go to college.
Yes.
You
yeah.
kind of been there and done that.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. Now, where are you going to be going?
For college?
Yeah, where this campus is east.
Oh, yeah.
So it's at Meredith College
uh-huh.
this summer, right in Raleigh.
Uh-huh.
So you'll be a long way from home. You think you'll be homesick?
A little bit, probably. A lot of calls home probably during the week.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. We do have cell phones now, but there are two campuses at Governor's School. One is in the west, and it's going to be at Winston-Salem State, but Heather was accepted to the east campus, which is in Raleigh, on Meredith
mm-hmm.
College campus, so you will be quite a ways away,
yeah.
but I'm sure that, like you said, you have your cell phone. What are you nervous about?
The new environment. Because, you know, I've never really been away from home for a month.
Yeah.
And being in a new place and not really knowing anyone except for Kennedy, it's nerve-wracking.
You also said, like, there are going to be a lot of smart students there, you know? So I know that you're surrounded by smart people anyway, but, you know, that...
Being in that top percentile in the state and, like, just being... I'm nervous that I won't match.
Listen, she will. She's great. Heather's got a great mind. She's going to fit right in. I can't wait to see all you do down there and all the stories you have when you come back. So you'll come back to Pisgah and have your senior year. I bet it'll look a little bit different when you come back. What do you think about that?
I'll definitely be a little more confident in myself, I feel like, after having, like, that extra, you know, schooling or whatever. And it's going to give me some confidence in what I'm going to be doing after school. So I feel like I won't be as, like, nervous throughout the year about what's my next step. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking, Heather, too, I was thinking, you know, you got to start applying for colleges in the fall, you know, right when you get back to school or even working on them over the summer, how different those essays will be if you hadn't gone to governor's school or if you have. So I think whatever kind of experiences you have, it's going to help you and grow. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Thank you for the person that sponsored me. I am, like, so grateful. I can't believe that someone did that for me. It blows me away. So I just want to say thank you to them.
That's very sweet that you said that. And I'll tell you, listeners, Dr. Doris Hammett, she was a pediatrician in Haywood County for years and years and years. And Governor's School is near and dear to her heart. And she pays for any student in Haywood County who gets in Governor's School, she pays their tuition. And she's done that for a long, long time. So I love her. She was my pediatrician when I was little. It's crazy. But she just loves Governor's School. And she is in an assisted living home right now. But she hears all the stories. And I told her all about Heather. So
yeah.
I met with her children this past week. And they were very excited that, Heather, you got in. So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say something about this child. Because she really is. I was her principal for a long time. But you have worked very, very hard. Not only is she smart, but she has placed herself in some really tough academic classes. How many AP classes have you taken?
Sophomore year, I think I took 3, and then this year I've taken 4.
Yeah.
And then all my other classes other than the AP ones this year have been HCC classes.
Yeah. So 7 advanced college board classes and then HCC classes. So you really put yourself out there. You deserve everything you get.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And listeners, thank you for listening. And we'll get Heather back in the fall and let us, she can give us a recap on how Governor's School was. But thank you again, Heather, for coming and being on our program.
Thank you.